from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Mego, civil discourse only.
That's the reason you're stupid. Shut up.
It's Jones and Mego with Arcane on WEEI.
If the right deal is available, that means you will have to take on a decent amount of salary for this year. Would this team do it?
Without question. This ownership group, John Henry and Tom Werner, Mike Gordon, the entire Fenway Sports Group partnership, have proved time and time again in our 2.5 decades that resources will not be a problem when it comes to doing everything we can to be a winning championship team for the now and for the long term. It is hard, and you have years where you don't meet expectations like we've had the last 2 years. So that is something that has always been a hallmark of this organization, and resources won't be a problem. Now, can we match up on a deal that makes sense? We'll have to see.
All right, so that's Sam Kennedy 2 weeks ago talking to Tom Caron. And saying things that I think we all appreciated hearing, kind of. It's always a little bit, you know, not completely letting go of the rope there when it comes to Kennedy and these things.
But I don't like anything I hear from him, if I'm going to be completely
This has been
honest.
A tough year for him and his public statements. Public statements this year have been brutal. That one was one of the better ones, actually. Honestly, the one we just played, that's one of the better ones he's had.
Let's get to the one from today.
Yeah.
Parameters.
Craig Breslow, was talking about all the moves that they wanted to make.
They picked a lane.
They picked their lane. No more dumb metaphors except that one.
They're going to buy.
Last one.
Too bad there's a car on fire in that lane right now.
They're buying. That's it. They got all these different things they're targeting. Right-handed bat, starting pitching, relief pitch. You can't have enough pitching. And then Sam Kennedy spoke with Mass Live. I don't know if it's Cotillo. I saw Cotillo tweet it. I don't know if it was a statement to him or to McAdam or to somebody else. But here's Sam Kennedy just moments ago. And I quote, "We're obviously looking to try and improve where we can. You never want to publicly make bold proclamations or assurances because I just don't know how this market's going to develop. But we stand behind Brez and his comments."
So out of touch.
What? What are you talking about?
Brez? That was my big take.
First of all, Brez is an unacceptable nickname.
That is an unacceptable nickname. Why don't I just call him Young Thunder?
"You never want to publicly make bold proclamations or assurances."
You already did. You're already in the lane.
You made them already.
You're buying.
You've been making them all year. You've been making them since freaking spring training. And you had to go back on that. Yes, you did. You had to go back on the full throttle thing. And that was embarrassing. We understand that, Sam. That was then. This is now. And this isn't full throttle spending money. This is just making a trade or two trades or three trades. I'd like three trades. But, let's start with one. You can't make... "We don't want to publicly make bold assurances or proclamations." That wasn't a bold proclamation. He didn't make a bold proclamation.
So do you think this is a slap on the... This is him slapping around Breslow, saying he said too much yesterday?
Maybe. Maybe it's him saying...
It sounds like a walk back.
Stop making promises that we're not sure we're ready to keep yet. I don't think they've picked a lane. Does that
correct.
Sound like the words of a guy in ownership group representing an ownership group that's picked a lane?
No, this is the new burn some cash.
That's exactly what it is. Full throttle.
No, I know. I can't even tell the difference between full throttle and burning cash. Here's what happened.
And picking lanes.
Picking lanes. It's the worst. Switching lanes. Wasn't that the terrible Sam Jackson, Ben Affleck movie? So here's the problem. What happened is They were ready. The news leaked out to Alex Speer probably a few days ago that they were going to be committed. They'd picked a lane and they were going to buy. And then
that was yesterday.
Then the but we don't know. That's sort of when it was dispersed to us. When
right.
it was released,
right.
it could have been an older quote. Maybe even as of the day before that, when they won 6-0 on the arm of Red Sox legend Cooper Criswell. Mm-hmm. Then yesterday,
he's currently their best starter. By the way,
the Red Sox. I have a machine in the backyard that I use to pitch to my 11-year-old that does not throw a straighter, more hittable pitch than when Cutter Crawford is off his game. Holy smokes. Sunday has been, like, burned into my brain. I digress. I feel like yesterday the Red Sox getting knocked out and urinating on themselves in public to the score of Broncos 20, Patriots 7 may have just turned the tide of things a little bit because, as you guys
turned
were highlighting...
Turned which direction, though?
The wrong direction because they have the hardest schedule the rest of the way. And your starters, Hauk has had one good start in like 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And when he threw a inning in the All-Star game, Shohei Ohtani hit the ball a mile. Like, he's obviously... He must be dealing with a tired arm, dead arm. Bayo has been up and down. Cutter Crawford is either feast or famine, just like Pivetta is as well. You need another arm. What's the best arm we're going to go get? The guy from the Cubs or maybe
James Paxton.
Big Mapes.
Look, I hate this quote as much as you guys do. I hear it as, did Breslow get into a happy mood because he signed Cora in person in Denver yesterday and said a little too much, like made it sound a little too rosy.
Found one of those nice Colorado edibles shops and then he was just like on cloud nine on the way home and it was like...
Maybe it was a little woozy from the altitude, but I heard it as... Breslow's out there talking about adding pitching and adding a right-handed hitter. So maybe it's he's given out too much and Kennedy's trying to walk that back. Mm-hmm. But I'm just tired of hearing something that actually makes the fan base feel good about the future, the immediate future, not the amorphous future that's 3 years down, that's prospects coming up and that you can hear about World Series somewhere off on the horizon, the future of this team, like over the next 2 months. And then the next day, Sam Kennedy comes out and walks it back. Like, I'm just tired of that news. Can you just let Breslow have this quote out there? Have this quote out there for 24 hours.
It's Brez.
Can it be out there for... Can Brez, like, you know, puff up his chest for 24 hours? Mm-mm. And then it's Saturday you come out and say something lame like this?
Hello, Sam. Would you please contact Brez and let him know... We're not going to be
exhausting.
Spending in that lane.
It's whiplash.
What the hell, Brez?
Hey, so frustrating.
You're writing checks I can't cash.
Sorry, Mr. Breslow.
Let's see. Mass Live right now, I'm looking at it. Chris Cotillo has an article out with all these quotes. It's mostly about Alex Cora, but let's get to the Breslow part here. Cotillo writes, Kennedy, along with principal owner John Henry and chairman Tom Werner, gave Breslow the ultimate decision on the future of the managerial position. Breslow methodically let things play out and watched Cora lead the Red Sox to a strong first half. Kennedy, we really need to let things just develop on their own on the course of the last offseason, spring training, and the first half of this season. And it was great when Brez came to us and said, look, I've had enough time to evaluate. Given the past history, I feel really good about this and want to try to make something work. Now, I find that interesting only because... When you see a big, big contract extension get given to a manager in the realm of, like, highest in baseball, I know it's not the highest, but it's in that area, that's not because Craig Breslow said that. Like, that ownership had to sign off on that. That is an ownership move. And they're framing it as though, well, Breslow really convinced us that this was the right thing to do. And it's like... Yeah, like he did. Like, didn't you hire this guy and then rehire him after that?
Don't you know Alex Cora pretty well?
You know him better than he does. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know Alex Cora better than Craig Breslow does. You've worked with him longer than he has.
They went to Brez and they were like, Brez, Cora lost all this weight. He's like out there running. He seems a little different. Can you tell us who this version of Cora is? You've known Cora for how many years? It's ridiculous. What? He was a player here.
Yeah. The Red Sox lead the league in a number of different categories, mostly in pitching, less than offense. I think no team in recent Boston history leads their respective sport, let alone maybe all North American sports in mixed messages more than these Red Sox.
Well, the Patriots are competing.
I honestly don't understand why they all can't get on the same page and just provide us with a little bit of insight as to which direction they're actually going to go and for how long.
We got some more quotes here from Sam Kennedy in this Chris Cotillo piece. We'll get to them right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest best game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.